question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by 100%NaturalReliefFactor.com. Now, if you suffer from inflammation, listen to this. This product was created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living. Here's a note from Diana, who listens to us in the Florida Panhandle. Quote, I'm only 50, but have developed arthritis pretty much all over my body. I'd heard you all talk about Relief Factor for a couple years now and really never thought twice about it. I have all bulging discs in L1 through L5, scoliosis, and painful arthritis in my back and hips. I decided to finally try the product and share that I felt relief within the first couple of days. My job entails me being on my feet most of the day, and my back pain would become so extreme by the middle of the day I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm now able to get through an entire day again. I love this product and can anticipate when I'm going to need a little boost on days when you're busy at work, and I prep myself by taking three times a day, 2 days prior, and I feel great. I feel so good. I've just booked a tour touring Europe with a lot of walking for 3 weeks in October. Thanks for turning me on to Relief Factor and helping me get my life back. It works as well as described. Pain is a key reason why you go to a doctor. Relief Factor was designed to help your body reduce pain associated with aging, exercise, and, as I said, everyday living. It's a 100% drug-free supplement to help your body lower or eliminate pain. Four ingredients were combined together to create Relief Factor, a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, now trusted by many to provide ongoing relief from their pain in the back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee, including general muscle aches and pains. Try it yourself. Regain your freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life by going to ReliefFactor.com and order your three-week trial pack for just $19.95, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, we have some great travelers on the show from now and then, but my next guest has gone to places that many of us don't go to, or some of us are afraid to go to. His name is David Mould. He's a journalist, he's an author, and he's a professor emeritus from Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, from where I graduated a long, long time ago as a journalist. He has a new book out, and so this is one of our Write Stuff segments. That's Write, W-R-I-T-E, of course. The book is called Monsoon Postcards, Indian Ocean Journeys. And over several years, David Mould traveled to, among other places, India, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Madagascar, and writes a very personal account. But it's not just personal. I mean, he does look at the economics of these countries, the industries, the religion, the migration habits. If this is a part of the world that fascinates you or you'd like to know more about, Monsoon Postcards is a great book to pick up. David, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Great to be with you, Rudy.
Now, I know you grew up from your book jacket. I know you grew up or you were born in the UK and you eventually moved to the United States. And you've spent, I gather, most of your 30 years, your academic years in the U.S. Is that correct?
That's correct. I came to the U.S. in 1978 to go to grad school and never left.
So we reached David today in Charleston, West Virginia, where he lives. David, was this a part of the world you had been to often? Well, I know you had been there on some academic projects, but did you take these trips to learn more about these countries, or because you had been there so often and you wanted to write about them?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to work over the years for various development agencies. This came out of my academic career. I've been working recently for the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. And so I've been sent to work to India, Madagascar, Bangladesh, and Indonesia. And as I've worked, I've written down what I can about my experiences. And then a few years later, when I kind of look at all of my notes and the emails sent to family and friends, wow, I've kind of got a book out of this. So this is very much serendipitous travel. I have not had the privilege of being able just to go to some place and write about it, but as I've traveled around these countries and, you know, dealt with officials and dealt with travel difficulties, there have been many experiences that I've been able to record, which I'm happy to share.
I should tell our audience, this is not your first book. You returned often for the work you described to Central Asia, to Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, a number of the stands, and you wrote a book called Postcards from Stanland, Journeys in Central Asia. This one, of course, is Monsoon Postcards, Indian Ocean Journeys. David, the country I'm most familiar with that you visited is India. And like you, as you wrote in your book, people ask me all about India, and the first thing they ask about is poverty. And let me just tell you let me ask your reaction. What do you say when people say, I'm convinced half of America wants to go to India and half doesn't? The half that doesn't, when they bring up poverty, how do you answer them?
It's a really interesting question there. I mean, you know, the question here is, can people take India? And I think for some people, it's just overwhelming. I mean, not just the poverty, but the crowding and the pollution and everything there. And, you know, you can get kind of angry about India. I mean, India just did a moonshot and spent a lot of money on it at a time when, you know, millions of people, especially in rural areas, but also in urban slums, are living in poverty. So India's a very paradoxical place. And, you know, if you get angry about the poverty, you're probably not going to enjoy your stay. On the other hand, I think that Westerners, especially being exposed to this level of poverty, I mean, it makes them think a little bit more about their place in the world and about developing countries as well. So it's tough for a lot of people. I mean, some people simply cannot take India, and, you know, they probably shouldn't go. But those who go, you know, you confront the poverty, but then you confront also thousands of years of history and culture and religion. Absolutely fascinating country. I mean, really, India by itself is, you know, was a colonial creation of the British, so there's really not one India. There are many Indias, and it's lovely to discover them. And in fact, I'm leaving for India, you know, in a day for about a week's work. So I'm looking forward to going back.
Well I'm on the other hand
side. Even though the weather will be horribly hot, you know.
It is always hot there. I'm on the other hand side of yours. I love India, and I know what you're talking about. My friend Paul Theroux, the writer, when I asked him that question about poverty, said to mention poverty in India is to say nothing at all. By which I think he means it's so part of India, but the it's, you know, there's similar the northern Indian town of Delhi and New Delhi. It overcomes the senses, as you noted and I've noted too. But the color, the fragrances, the people, the architecture, the food are all stunning. So I would encourage folks who have wanted to go to India or maybe a little shy about it to do it. You call it inexplicable, but I don't want to spend all time on India. You also did Indonesia, Bangladesh, and Madagascar. By the way, I'm talking to David Mould, M-O-U-L-D. He's an author, a professor, and his new book is called Monsoon Postcards, Indian Ocean Journeys. He visited India, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Madagascar. Madagascar. Talk to me about Madagascar for a minute.
Madagascar's a fascinating place. I mean, tourists go there, and I mean, there are two kinds of tourists. There are those who go for the biodiversity or the jungle adventure tour, as I would call it. So they go to see the lemurs and the other endangered species. And then all the French tourists who come mostly for the beaches and the inexpensive haute cuisine. I mean, I've kind of seen a different Madagascar. You know, the capital, Antananarivo, is a fascinating place, kind of reeks of French colonialism. It's like, I call it Paris with rice paddies, you know, built on hills with churches at the top. I mean, an absolutely fascinating place. And then I've also traveled through to the rainforest and down to the southwest coast through the savanna grasslands. And that. So I've seen some places in Madagascar that people, you know, probably would not see on the normal tours. And again, rather serendipitously, I took a trip across the country from the capital Antananarivo to Toliara in the southwest by land, simply because the national airline was not flying, which is pretty typical of Madagascar. It's
now,
not
now,
a country.
David, I'm going to interrupt you because you only have about 1 minute left. You say when people think of Indonesia, they think Muslim. Which is, of course, true, but give me 50 seconds on Indonesia.
A hugely diverse country of many islands. How many islands? Nobody's quite sure. 17,000
right.
Or so. You know, when you see a little bit of Indonesia, I mean, some people go and just see Bali, and that's Indonesia to them. But again, as with India, there are many, many Indonesians, a fascinating, diverse country, lots of ethnic groups, lots of language groups, lots of different landscapes. So, again, a place I would really encourage people to explore.
If you've been to Bali, where would you go second?
Where would I go
in Indonesia, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would actually go to Sumatra, which is kind of one of the underexplored island with its volcanoes. Not the easiest place to travel, but fascinating.
These are fascinating parts of the world, and if you can't go there, you can at least read about them in David Mould's new book. We talked about India and at some length, Madagascar and Indonesia at less length. The Bangladesh chapter, well, not chapter, but sections, are equally interesting. Catch it if you can. Monsoon Postcards, David Mould, M-O-U-L-D. You're listening to RM World Travel. We'll be right back after this break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.